And the title track of the CD is a war protest song. Are you kind of getting back in touch with your war pig side?
Well, it's what I don't watch. I try not to watch too much bullshit on television, but I'm beginning to believe it's all fucking bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But this Iraq thing, it's kind of what I don't understand. Okay, when the World Trade Centers got hit and the Pentagon got hit by the suicide planes.
Uh-huh.
I was in New York with my wife and my daughter Kelly when that happened, staying at the Peninsula Hotel. And at that time, Governor Pataki and the mayor, what is his name? Of New York.
Giuliani.
We were having breakfast in the hotel. It was a weird thing. Then my assistant, we'd flown in to see the Michael Jackson show. I had my kid, my daughter wanted to go and see the show at Madison Square Garden the day before.
Okay.
And then my assistant, we got jet lag, so we were awake at like, we come from LA, and we were up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then my assistant, who never watches fucking anything, he says, phones up and goes, you put the news on a plane, just crashed into the World Trade Center. By the time I found the remote and put the TV on, the second plane was hitting the second tower, and I'm going, how the fuck can that happen? How can a plane fly through one building and it go through another? And then the fucking panty drops, and I go, wow. And it was fucking stunning, you know. Then all of a sudden we go to war, we get that Bin Laden, we go to everyone starts marching over to Afghanistan. But on the way, they decided to get rid of Saddam Hussein. Now, we're still in fucking... We got rid of all the Saddam Hussein family. Then why didn't we just fucking come home? Why did we have to stay there and fucking carry on? I don't know why, but I think I got a good idea. It's called oil, you know? I mean, somebody the other day on the news said, we've lost 150 people in there. I don't, well, I suppose that's what war does, you know? That's what it's all about, killing people. It's just sad, you know? I mean, especially when you're fighting someone that likes to die for the cause, you know? But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I was a post-war baby with the Second World War. I suppose you've got to get used to the fact that's what mankind do, you know. But it's scary because it ain't going to, by the looks of things, they're going to get that fucking big bad bomb soon, you know.
Yeah, well, it looks like things.
I'm just scared. I'm not scared for myself so much as I am for my children and their children, you know. I mean, it's great when I go, I'm watching these Discovery channels and these National Geographic channels and the History Channel. And it's all about fucking meteorites and fucking Armageddon and it's all for fuck's sake, you know. Isn't it bad enough, you know? But I'm still addicted to watching. I'm a fucking TV addict, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm addicted to fear, I think.